Good evening, welcome everyone to tonight's Tefillah Shir, part 4 of the Tefillah's Ava Rabba in Shachris, March 12th, 2008, Vav Adar Beis Tavshin Samaches. Just to recapitulate, we were holding, we discussed the two brachas which precede the Kriyas Shema. These are the brachas which precede the Kriyas Shema. That is the Yotzer Ar, the bracha which we discuss, which brings out God through nature, and the bracha of Ava Rabba, which brings out God through the Torah. Brings out God means that we see Hashem's hand, we connect with Hashem through the nature, and even on a greater sense, through the Limud HaTorah, when Ava Rabba. We mentioned that when a person is davening a tefillah of Ava Rabba, the place where he is standing in the Kodesh, in the Holy. And his goal is to enter in the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kodashim. And that takes place when he's literally, by the Shemoneh Esrei, he's literally in front of Hashem, one-on-one. He is standing right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is like a Kohen Gadol. Normally we cannot go into the Kodesh Kodashim. 3 times a day we have that meeting with Hashem, which we elaborated on in the previous Shurim. So let's keep that in mind. Tonight's Tefillah Shir is L'schus Refuah Shleim for my father, Eliezer Ben Bluma, who had back surgery yesterday. Baruch Hashem is doing well, thank you for asking. As well as a Refuah Shleima for the 7 Bachrim, Naftali Ben Gila Rachel, Shimon Yechiel Ben Tirzah, Nadav ben Hadassah, Yeshaya ben Zipporah, Yehudi, Hillel ben Miriam, Shimon ben Rus, Eliyahu ben Miriam. These are the 7 Bachrim who still need a Refuah Shleima from last Thursday's massacre in Yeshivas Merkas Arav, and This tonight's shir should be Uli Nishmas as well, an elite group of soldiers. And I'm referring to the soldiers of those who were murdered, the Yeshiva Bachrim who were murdered. And I'm looking at their picture now. Young boys. Just pass it around. And we'll elaborate, Demir Hashem, tonight in tonight's shir, what I mean when I say that the elite group of soldiers, the Yeshiva Bachrim. We'll be focusing on tonight, at the end of Ava Rabba, the part that the Chazan says out loud, V'keravtanu l'shimcha ha'godol, sela be'emes, l'hoidois l'cha, u'lechedcha be'ahava, baruch ata Hashem ha'baicher be'amo Yisrael be'ahava. V'keravtanu, and you brought us close. L'shimcha ha'gadol, sela be'emes. To your great name, sela be'emes, forever in truth. L'hoidois l'cha, you have brought us close for what purpose? That we may give thanks to you. U'le'achedcha be'ava, and proclaim your oneness with love. This is how we end off the bracha of Ava Rabba. That we're thanking Hashem for bringing us close. When did He bring us close? What are we referring to here? What is this time period? Baruch Ata Hashem HaBoicher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ahava, who chooses His people, B'nei Yisrael, with love. What is this? When did Hashem choose us? What are we referring to here? What is this HaBoicher? What are the times we make such a bracha like this? And that will be tonight's question. But before we answer these questions, I want to backtrack to what we discussed a minute ago in regards to this elite group of soldiers. And through tonight's discussion, hopefully our few questions we just asked will be answered. A few years ago, Erev Pesach, a week before Pesach, approximately 2 weeks before Pesach, maybe, I'm not sure exactly, And Rosh Shimshon Pinkas, Zechet Tzadik V'Kodesh Lavracha, was killed in a car accident. He was a friend of Roshan Kamenetsky. Him, his wife, a daughter, another child was in the car, I believe lost an eye in a lot of physical sorrow she went through. Many orphans. And I heard from one of my rebbeim, Shlomo Brev de Shlita, he said that that act, that accident, quote-unquote accident, how people view car accidents as accidents, he said, we have to realize that this took place for us to improve something in ourselves. And if not, their death was to some degree wasted. It's a wake-up call for us. This is what he said about Rav Shimshon Pinkas, a tremendous Talmid Chacham. It's chutzpah for me to say something like that even. And that was in a car accident. Rav Bravda was bringing out the point that nothing happens by chance. It is incumbent upon us to think of what just took place and to improve ourselves in some way, some form, some fashion. And that's why this happened. That's why something happens. The Rambam tells us this same point, and he elaborates on this point, and that's where I believe Rav Bravda got this from. And the Rambam tells us that when things happen to us, there's no such thing as that's the way of life. People live, people die, sometimes tragedies happen, God forbid, chas v'sholom. Sometimes people talk like this. Unfortunately, car accidents, tragedies happen. If there's a war, not everybody survives. You have casualties. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Tainis, he tells us that a person who has such a mindset is an achzori. He's cruel. He's a cruel person. And he tells us as follows. In Hilchos Tainis, he tells us that there's a positive commandment from the Torah to scream out to Hashem at times of tzara, of times of suffering, at times of tragedy, that we should dive into Hashem, scream out to Hashem. And he says, "V'zeh, v'davar zeh midarchi atshuva." Now when a person realizes that something happens, an accident takes place, he doesn't say, oh, well, that's just life. But Hashem is talking to us. And he continues and says, in Halacha Gimel, Perek Aleph, Aval im lo yizaku v'lo yeriyu elo yoyimru dover zem im in haga ha'olam ira lanu tso v'tsara v'tsara zu nikra nikri. But if a person does not scream out to Hashem in tshuva, in tefillah, and he says, listen, this is the way of the world, this is how things happen, accidents or casualties, this is a cruelty. What does this mindset cause? When tragedies happen, and people say, listen, it's a very sad story. What could we do? It happened. Or what could we do in the future? We're not in charge of everything. We live in, I have my own family to take care of, my community, my shul, my friends. What can I do thousands of miles away?
He could daven.
But a person who doesn't say that, a person who says, it's beyond my control, he says, it's nachzarius, the Rambam says. Why is it nachzarius? Because what the person is saying, achzarius means cruelty, rule, a cruel. Why is it a cruelty? Because this person is saying that there's no one in charge of the world.
In other words, it's just random.
Just random.
That this happened.
Exactly. That's what this person is saying. he is saying that this happened or that happened, but for no good reason. That's why he said the word accidents, quote unquote. And this is what Rav Brevda said when the tragedy of Rav Pinkus, when he died, him, his wife, his daughter, and the tragedy that befell the whole entire family and the whole entire Klal Yisrael, when the car accident took place. And what happened, the Rambam says and continues, if a person will say this and he'll cling to his evil ways of saying just hefker, ownerless, no one's in charge, it will cause the sorrows, the tragedies to continue to get worse. If that's what one will say about a car accident, how much more so do we have to ask ourselves about the tragedy that took place this past Thursday? When young Bachrim, yeshiva boys, yeshiva students, learning in yeshiva, are just mowed down. And their parents have to get a phone call that they won't see their children again. There's Gemara in Megillah. Next week, Meretz Hashem will be Purim. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom. With Yehoshua. When Yehoshua is going to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael. And he sees someone in front of him. Now, he didn't have his flashlight with him. So he wasn't sure who it was. So he said to him, "Who are you? Are you with us? Or are you against us? Who are you? What side are you on?" Years ago, I know someone told me a paintball story. He was playing paintball, you know. And it so happened, there were two people, you know, paintball, you shoot those little pellet balls. And it so happened that for a long time, there were two people on the same team firing ammunition at each other. And one said to the other, "What are you doing? I asked, who is it? What team are you on?" But this, the other person was just so ready to pull the trigger. He was just firing away these paints. And in the meantime, they're wasting their time against the same team. You have to know who the enemy is. So, Yeshua encounters someone, and he says to him, he greets him, shalom. And it turns out that this person is a malach. A malach who is coming to Yeshua with a taina, with a complaint. He's upset with Yeshua. What's he upset about? He's upset with Yeshua that he was mevatel Talmud Torah. To some degree, Yeshua, on his great level, which we're not getting into now, he is mevatel Talmud Torah. He caused bittul Talmud Torah. Torah was not learned properly. And the malach was wearing, he had a sword stretched out. And the question that Rav Matisyahu Salman, the Mashkiach of Lakewood, asks is as follows. Every malach comes, Malach is a messenger. So he comes and he's wearing the outfit of the shlichus, of the message that he has to deliver. For example, Malach Rafal. Rafal is a malach of who comes to cure people. He'll maybe look like you, a doctor. I have a stethoscope. Well, my daughter just told me you don't wear it like this around your neck, but you wear it hanging down. Because that's how her doctor, you know, is wearing it. So the toy stethoscope we had. "No, Abba, you're wearing it wrong. It has to go around like this." So that's how this malach would fall. He'd have, depending on, you know, which way he wears his stethoscope, like this or like that, who knows. But he has his white coat on. Fine. Yeah, white coat, right?
Right.
Okay. You have to look the part.
Right.
The question that Matisseo Salman asked was, why is this malach coming to tell Yeshua, you mevatel tamat Torah. You took away Torah from Klal Yisrael. Why is he coming out with a sword? He should have a long black coat, maybe a long white beard. He should look like a Rosh Yeshiva. That's the question. And what did he answer? Because the person who learns Torah is a soldier. So the Malach came dressed apart. He dressed apart because a person who learns Torah, he's fighting a war. He's fighting the war with the Yetzer Hara. And that's why he had his sword ready to do battle with Yeshua. And Yeshua asked him, why do you come for what reason? And the response was, because of Talmud Torah, bittul Talmud Torah. Because of wasting, of nullifying the Torah. And that's what we're saying over here. When these elite group of soldiers, the Yeshiva Bachram, who were killed, these are the soldiers. As well as the soldiers who go to the front line with the machine gun. But it's a different type of war they fight. Why is it that Hashem caused Avraham Avinu to be barren?
To be what?
Barren. Childless. He couldn't have children.
To pray. To hear him pray.
To hear him pray. You're 100% correct. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that Hashem caused this to happen because he wanted to hear the tefillah. And I'll tell you, it's so true. It's so true. I just came back from Manhattan just a little over an hour ago. And I borrowed my friend's GPS. And I felt comfortable. The GPS is guiding me to the hospital. It'll take me back home. I got into the car to go back home. And I turn on the GPS. And it's just like frozen. It doesn't respond. So I called up my friend who I borrowed it from. And I said, what's going on? You know, what do I press? What do I do? So he said to me, are you in Manhattan? I said, unfortunately, yes. Mm-hmm. So he said to me, well, the satellite can't pick up the connection because of the tall buildings. So as soon as he told me that, I'm like, great. I was relying on this to get back home. I don't know the directions. I don't know how to get back home now. So I asked the taxi driver right next to me. But as soon as that happened, I felt, oh, I need something. I need Hashem, of course. But when I had the GPS the whole time, oh, I'm fine, I'm doing good. I don't need anything else. I wasn't thinking about anything else. Hashem's giving me a reminder. I'm the GPS. I'm in charge of the GPS. You hit the nail on the head. As we were saying, that Avraham Avinu, Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin, he explains another reason as to why Hashem made them barren. Why was it that Avraham Avinu had to be barren and Sarah as well? And the reason is, he explains, is because he took Avraham Avinu out of the name of Avraham, out of the name of Sarai, and he changed their whole status, the whole mahus, their whole being, into a whole new person. To come to tell them and us, their descendants, that we do not live with the world of Teva, of nature. We are above nature. He took Avraham Avinu above the stars. We live above nature. And that is the message, according to Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen Milublin, that Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu and telling us that we don't live with the world of nature. And we explain from the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that we are all connected, our neshama is connected all the way up to all the worlds. And when we do a mitzvah, we don't just do a mitzvah and it's a nice thing, we help someone, we open the door, we learn Torah, so we become intellectually wise. That's not what we're doing. We're fueling the whole entire world. We're protecting Klal Yisrael. The tefillah says, as we started with, "Bekeirav tano l'shimcha hagodol sela be'emes, l'haydois lecha l'chedcha be'ava." You have brought us close. When did Hashem bring us close? By Matan Torah, by Har Sinai. He brought us close, explains the Ramchal in Sefer Das Tevunos. And when He brought us close and gave us the Torah, we became connected. And our actions affect the world. And what we do keeps the world running in the positive sense, or God forbid, what we don't do, what we should be doing, will cause the world problems. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, and Shaar Dal Perek Chof Vav, V'loy Oid, and furthermore, not only this, what he mentioned earlier, Elisha Gam Kol Ikir Inyan Tfilo, we want success in our davening. We're here for a tefillah shir. So what's he telling us? Tefillah, the success in tefillah is dependent upon our learning. And our learning, our success in learning is also dependent upon our success in tefillah. Because they're one and the same and they're tied together. A person will work on his tefillah, and his davening, his Torah will be better. His learning will be better. His success in his learning will be better. A person will work on his learning at the same time and come to daven, his davening will be better as well. We say before Shmoneh Esrei, we'll discuss, God willing, in a few weeks, a few months maybe, when we get to Shmoneh Esrei. Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ofi Yagi Tehilo Secha. What are we saying here? Hashem Svasai Tiftach, open my lips. Ufi, in my mouth, should yagi tilasecha, should say your praise. The Targum, Yonasan ben Uzziel, the greatest Talmud, the greatest student of Hillel, from the Mishnah, not Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Hillel himself, his number one student, as the Gemara in Sukkah, the Chalches tells us, that when he learned a fire shot up from above him, kol oif, haparei chalav miyad nisraf, any bird that flew over would be burnt. The Malachim were there learning, listening to the Torah. Yonas ibn Uzziel, he explains, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Afi Agitu Asecha, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach in Torah. Open my mouth in Torah. Help me understand Torah. Ufi Yagi Tehil Asecha. And my mouth should say Tehil Asecha, your praise in tefillah, in prayer. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach in what? In learning. Open my mouth, my lips, in learning, and that's how we start the Shmoneh Esrei. And then, Ufi Agit Hilasecha, and then my mouth will say your praise in the tefillah. We see the connection, they're connected. In order to have success in our tefillah, we have to make sure our Torah is there as well. As we mentioned, that nothing is an accident. Nothing takes place by chance. The Rambam, we said, says if a person will say that, it's midas achzarius, it's a cruelty. He won't improve himself, he'll just continue going the wrong way. And what's going to happen is, and I quote, v'toysif atzara tzores acheres, more tzores, more problems, more tragedies will, God forbid, take place as well. And he continues, Im Taimro Shu Keri, if you say it's just a chance that this thing happened, Oisef Lachem, excuse me, Hu Shekosba Torah, is that it says in the Torah, V'halachtem imi Keri, if you will go with me without just that things happen by chance, V'halachta Yimochem Bechimas Keri, I will go with you with an anger of Keri, also things happen by chance. Hashem will take away His presence, His protection will be removed. What does it mean protection will be removed? The Rambam tells us, the Rambam says that means Kishavi Aleichem Tzara, I bring a Tzara, tragedy upon you, upon Klal Yisrael, Kishkidei Shetashuvu, in order to repent. That's why I bring tragedies. I give the father, gives the pasha to the child in order to repent, in order to do tshuva. Im Toimeshu Keri Yosif Lachem Chemas Yosif Keri. And a person, God forbid, says, what do you want from me? What can I do? And I don't live in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have a machine gun. I can't take a bazooka and blow up that mosque. Or if he'll say, I'm just a working man. I don't learn in Kollel the whole day. I'm not a Rebbe. I don't teach children. What can I do? But that's not an answer. Because if it was, if the death of Rav Shimshon Pinkus, which was a car accident, if Hashem is giving us a message, how much more so is Hashem talking to every single Jew and saying, we have to make sure we improve on something. When 8 yeshiva bachrim, little boys, just over Bar Mitzvah it looks like, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, if this tragedy takes place, how much more so we have to ask ourselves, what's the message? What can we learn from this? What can we improve on? Why things happen in this world, we've discussed in the past, and God willing, we'll be discussing in the future, that we'll never understand. We'll never understand it here in this world. And we say three times on Shabbos, the Pasuk, Ishbar lo yeda uchsil lo yovin ezois. Ishbar lo yeda. The ignorant person says, I don't know. If a person would ask me, how do I get to Holland Tunnel? I would tell them, I don't know. So I put on a GPS, GPS will tell me. Uchsil, a fool, he says, there's one thing I don't understand. Why does that have to be over there? Why does this happen? And why does not? Why don't you do something else? Everything else he understands, the whole entire world. There was a certain person, certain Rosh Yeshiva today, when he was younger, so he's flying, I think, from England to Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't have his kosher food. So they asked him, you know, little boy, he said, this is years ago, they said, would you like to see the cockpit? I want to make him feel a little better. He said, sure. Who wouldn't want to be in the cockpit? So he gets invited to the cockpit. The pilot says, asked him a question, said, do you have any questions? He said, no. I heard it from him himself, this story. And he said, imagine I asked one question. What's the one question? The red button on the top. What does that red button do? Now, if you ever see a picture of a cockpit, which I'm sure we have, you have hundreds and hundreds of buttons and switches and dials and knobs and everything everywhere. If he asks one question, yes, I only have one question. What does that red button do? It implies he understands every single other switch and knob and dial, what that does. So he's not going to ask any questions. Because he's not going to ask every single button, knob, and dial. Ish bar lo yeda, the ignorant person says, I don't know. Uchsi lo yavin et zois, but the fool says, why does this have to happen? We can never understand things in this world. We explained the Chassam Sofer, the story of the Chassam Sofer when he was arrested because some Jews were selling ammunition to the enemy of the French. And the Chassam Sofer was put on trial. And the general asked the Chassam Sofer, what's your name? Who are you? And he told him, Moshe Sofer. He asked him if he ever were in Mainz. He said, yes, of course, I was there years ago. The general, what did he do? We mentioned the story. He ran down and gave him a hug. I'm your old roommate. He said, you cannot be guilty of this crime of treason. The Chassam Sofer explained, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, show us your ways, show me your ways. Hashem said, you can't see my face straight on. I'll see you from the back. You can only see my back. The Chassam Sofer said, that means that we can only see things in hindsight. What happened with that story with Chassam Sofer? Why was he acquitted? Because 34 years earlier, he was the roommate of this general who was a soldier, a French soldier at the time, just coming up the ladder. And they spent time with each other. And the Chassam Sofer was a young prodigy, an Eloi, a genius. He wanted to spend time learning, but he had to spend time with this French soldier and waste his time. He didn't understand why did Hashem put him in a situation to waste his time like this. Only 34 years after that situation took place, was he privy to the knowledge as to why he had to be a roommate of this with this French soldier. 34 years later. That's me'achoyrai, looking in the rearview mirror. Because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you won't be able, in this world, it's not possible to be able to see me and stand me straightforward. A person comes to shul, and he hears the words, in Ashrei, he comes early, but has to leave a little. And he hears, just to bring out a point, the Chofetz Chaim tells us as follows. He hears, Shomer Hashem is kol ayavav, ve'yizkor Rishoyim. But then he has to leave. He hears, Shomer Hashem, right? Remember this? Shomer Hashem is kol ayavav, ve'yizkor Rishoyim. Hashem guards all those he loves, and the Rishoyim. Does that make any sense? Hashem guards those who he loves, and the Rishoyim. What about the other way? He doesn't hear the first part. He hears, es kol oyavov, veis kol arishoyim, yashmid. Those who he loves, and the wicked, he destroys. Does that make sense? Those who he loves, es kol oyavov, and the wicked, es arishoyim, yashmid, he destroys. What happened? This time he missed the beginning. He missed the shomer. He missed the beginning part. The first time, he missed the end part. He didn't see the whole picture. The Chofetz Chaim explains that when a person comes to a shul, he's a guest in the shul, and he sees the gabbai running all around the shul, Kohen from the front of the shul, Levi from the back of the shul, Yisrael from the left corner, another Yisrael from the right corner. After the shul, after davening, the guest comes over, gives a big yashar koyach, congratulations to the gabbai, thorough, clear, prompt, beautiful job. One question the guest has to ask the gabbai. Why are you running around the whole entire shul? It's a big shul. Right next to me, I'm a guest, he tells him, I saw, but there's a kohen. I see his bag, his talis zekel, his talis bag says kohen. Next to him is a levi. Next to him is a Yisrael. Go straight in order. Makes your life much easier. Explains the Chofetz Chaim that the gabbai responded to this guest. You're right, you're a guest. You weren't here 6 months ago, and 3 months ago, and 2 weeks ago, when those people that you just mentioned, that I should give an aliyah to, that's when they got their aliyah. But the people who I give an aliyah to, they didn't get an aliyah in a while. Because you're just a guest. With these two mishalim from the Chofetz Chaim, we are taught that we don't ask the question, why did this happen? Why does this tragedy happen? Why did these boys have to lose their life? The fool says, I don't understand why this happened. Well, he understands everything else? Do you understand why everything else, how everything in the world functions? Why the sun sets over here? We know more about outer space than we do about the depth of the sea. And all the trillions of dollars what they've gone out of space, how many lives has that saved already? Saved a lot of lives? I'm asking seriously. I don't think so. We know nothing. We don't know anything. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us that step number one, it's not in our human ability, in our mortal ability, to understand why things happen. But when these tragedies take place, there is a lesson for us to be learned. And we see the Nefesh HaChaim is telling us that this Torah and Tefillah, they have to be, they complement each other. They are one. One complements the other. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, mitzvah goyreres mitzvah. We do one mitzvah, it causes us to do another mitzvah. I would like to suggest that perhaps there's a mitzvah that we can work on, focus on our level, on our ability, and our capability. And perhaps this mitzvah will be the impetus for other mitzvahs. The mitzvah goyreres mitzvah, one mitzvah will bring to another mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is connected kulam. As we said from the Gemara Megillah, that the person who learns Torah, he is a soldier. And we are all soldiers in Hashem's army. Years ago, there was a person who needed some blood. A friend of mine and I, we went, Erev Shabbos, we went there to the hospital, went to donate blood, so the nurse has to check off a list of things. Says to me, are you a soldier? No, because if you have to, when I asked, so first I said no, and then I said, well, she said, I know what you mean. But that's not what she wanted. I was, you know, making a little joke with the situation. But there's truth to it. Because we are all soldiers. Every single one of us in this room, and all of the listeners on the recording. And we have to realize our actions make a difference. And if we just go on with our everyday life and say, oh, it was so sad. How can these parents wake up in the morning and look in the bedroom where their son used to sleep? Or these other seven bachurim who need a refuah shleima. And the grandparents and the cousins. If we say it's just a tragedy and we go on with our lives and we don't do anything about it, then God forbid. The Toisef Hatzorot Soros Achiras, says the Rambam, more tragedies will take place. We have the ability to do something about it. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. We start with one mitzvah. One mitzvah. And I'd like to recommend and suggest perhaps the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Talmud Torah that Talmud Torah is greater than any other mitzvah, because Talmud meiv l'dei ma'isa. Talmud brings to action. In conclusion, a person should be asking himself how he can make a difference. Is he living up to his ability? In the schus of Aaron David Moses, looks like he's a 14, 15 old boy, Yonadav Hirschfeld, Yochai Lifshitz, Roy Aaron Roth, Nariah Cohen, Yonatan Adler, Shaga Panio, Achiael, and Daron Marata, who were killed on Kiddush Hashem. Perhaps, if we have our starim, a kviyas itim l'toira, we can do just one more thing. Another aspect of learning. And when that mitzvah of Talmud Torah should bring other mitzvahs, mitzvah garis mitzvah, until the point where our mitzvahs will have tipped the scale. And Hashem said it's time. It'll be time for these Bachrim and all of the other people who have been killed throughout our history, Al Kiddush Hashem, to come back to life in Tchiyas HaMeisim. And we should be Zoyche that through us, that we should make the difference to see Mashiach Meheiro Meimenu B'Karev. Amen.